Thank you for holding. Is this Richard?
Yep, this is me.
Hey, Richard. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. You?
Yeah, I'm doing well. God is good. You know, I woke up on the right side of the dirt today. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Jesse. He asked me to jump on the line to go over some of the pricing and the details with you. I'm sorry?
I don't mind, but I mean, I'm not going to pay a nominal rate for the service. I got out of that. I would pay $5,000 to advertise and I quit.
Yeah, we're not a morgue. I have no interest in body parts.
How much is it?
Well, the pricing for the first page placement for the tax industry this time of the year is usually running about $299 on a month-to-month basis.
So that's going to cost me $300.
Yeah, or $299 exactly, you know.
Well,
and then that's, you're up there consistently. So 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if they're looking up tax return filing or tax filing, any of the services that you provide, you know, we make sure that you're being seen as a top option there amongst your competitors or above your competitors.
How long is the contract?
No, it's month to month. You don't have to sign a contract.
That's one. Because I quit accounting part. Okay, so I actually only I'm open from January to June, and I close it down because the rest of the year I'm here, okay?
Right.
I come in every day, but I'm actually closed unless my customer's got a letter from the IRS or the state to answer them.
Right.
Okay, that's it. But as far as any more, I'm closed. So, you know, I had to pay advertisers, but when I'm closed and I quit. You know, so I just got out of it all. So right now, I don't have any advertisers.
Mm-hmm. Well, all you need is a first page placement on Google.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what everybody uses.
Well, I mean, you would be the first one. Okay, $299 till I close. Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, it's month to month. You don't have to commit to anything long term. So.
Yeah, I was in all these ones from the telephone company and all the, They
want an arm and a leg. Yeah, but that's a little different, you know. The TV stations and the telephones, they do want an arm and a leg from you. Yeah, no, we don't.
As long as it's $299 for a month, fine.
Yeah, that's all you pay. So that'll cover the whole month of service. We already have a lot of information on you. You're still at the 10 Oak Street?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll start sending them your way.
It's Suite 7 is my address, actually.
Suite 7? Okay.
Yeah, because
we'll start sending them your way.
They send stuff to me. You got to have 7 because it's the whole building. It goes all over the place. Who knows where it's going to end up? You know?
Right.
But So you have Suite 7 as the address.
Okay, I got it here. So it's 10 Oak Street, Suite 7, Taunton, Massachusetts, 02780.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Google's going to send, well, actually, we already sent you the postcard before, I think, so you're PIN verified with Google. So you don't have to worry about that. But do you want the address active on there? You want me to give the people turn-by-turn directions to you?
If you want, you know.
Okay. What are your hours?
Thing is, my hours are 10, right now it's 10 to 7, 8, Monday through Friday.
Now
is Saturday is 10 to 4. And we may open Sunday. Yeah, I got somebody that wants to work Sunday.
But yeah, I'll have Sunday by appointment. So if they're going to try to do Sunday, I'll have to make sure they have to call first, like prior to Sunday.
That's good. That's because I don't know we got to talk about it yet. When and what we're going to do and how busy it gets. Cause, you know,
well, you'll be able to make changes to the listing too, Richard.
Okay.
So I'll give you my direct number, and if right now I'll text it to you. And if something pops up or changes, or you want to make an adjustment, just call it in, and then I can do it for you. I'll hop on the computer here.
Let me have the number.
Oh, well, I just texted it to you, but it's 877.
877.
Uh-huh.
635.
Mm-hmm.
6225. 6225. What's your name
again? My name is Jonathan, but I go by John. J-O-H-N.
Okay, John.
And then my,
yeah, because that, yeah. There's another thing. I don't do online because I have, with the city of Taunton, I have my own system with them.
Right.
TMLP. And if I listen to them, I get over 1,300 emails.
Yeah.
I can't put up with the emails, so I don't do emails at all.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Yeah, because I can't keep up with my back and forth. And the phone, the TMLP line, I got 1,300 phones. I didn't know what this was. Phone was set up, and there was all my calls were going to them. And when I finally got them, I had 13, and I had to disconnect everyone by one by one. I said, "Whoa, ain't no more."
Yeah,
but
no, that's
what
a pain.
I have now. Yeah, I mean, it's a good system. I paid less,
yeah,
but
right. And that was when you were having everything going to that RM tax at Verizon.net. They were blowing you up through that.
That's it's a crazy setup.
Yeah. We're not gonna blow you up with any emails. We're not gonna have anybody email you. We're not gonna blow you up with emails. We just want the customers to go straight to you and have you guys file it there.
Yeah, because I still have Verizon.net even though I don't have them. I had to buy them out, buy the phone out with TMLP.
Right.
And so I got one system and it goes all over, fax and all.
This is even more of a reason why you'd want to do this if you want to have everybody coming in-house rather than emailing it and doing it online,
yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I don't want to do it online.
Yeah, no, this isn't designed for that. This is designed to bring the customers to you. So if they're just get on their phone and they're looking up tax filing near me or a tax representative, you know, it'll show you guys and it'll give them directions. They click on that directions icon, it's helping them navigate their vehicle to your office.
Yeah, there's only one thing. I found out, I don't know who it is, but Oak Street and Oak Ave, they're getting messed up.
No, we got the right address here. I pulled it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's under Oak Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we got it.
Oak Ave, trying to find me.
No. Yeah, we always verify everything on the Google Maps. We don't want to be sending your customers to the wrong address. That'd be a waste of time for everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So when's this start?
Well, I got the account set up. I'll secure the payment with you now, but then we got to do a client interview with you at a set time tomorrow. So when you have some free time tomorrow, about 20 or 30 minutes, I want to sit down with you and make sure that we're listing you for the right services.
Okay, but you better, what time? Because they're supposed to snow.
Right, that's what I'm asking you. What time's best for you tomorrow?
Early, probably, put it this way, after 4 o'clock, I'm not going to be here, maybe, because it's supposed to start snowing sometime.
How about between 10 and 11?
About 11 and 12.
Because 11 and 12?
Yeah, wait a minute, when I get the first one, at 10?
For a Saturday?
Yeah. No.
No, tomorrow's Friday.
I got one at 10.
Yeah.
So between 11 and 12 is the best time. I got a free one.
Okay. I'm going to send I'm going to send you a text message 1 hour before. I want to make sure that that's still a good time for you. Are you okay with getting text messages?
Not really, but it's going to be a good time because I'm not booking anybody.
Okay. All right. As long as you make sure you're available. If you're not answering at that time, I'm going to keep calling you. I'll blow you up.
Put it this way. After that, what time is that?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I'm open too. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm open. So you get your pick. We're not putting any more in that tomorrow.
Yeah, let's shoot between 11 and 12. And then if you don't make that one, then I'll call you in the afternoon.
Okay.
Okay, but let's shoot for that 11 to 12 o'clock. That way you get it knocked out early.
We're not sure of anything. You know, I may be here, I may not. It depends if I get out of my driveway.
Right.
You know?
So I gotcha.
It's supposed to be a northeaster. Who the hell knows? They don't know. They're saying everything, so who knows?
Okay. So I got the profile created here, Mr. Menard. I just need to secure the first month payment with you, and then we'll circle back for the client interview tomorrow.
Let me go get my checkbook.
Okay.
And I'll give you my account number.
Yeah, we usually do Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Is it legit? Is it 100% legit? Do you want me to investigate it first? Who are you talking to? Okay. Make sure it's real. About a scam artist out there. As long as it's legit.
He's in good hands. We've worked with him before, actually.
Oh. Sorry, I can hear you.
Yeah. No, he's in good hands.
There's so many scam artists out there right now.
No. We worked with him before 6 years ago. We're a Google partner company. So our company name is Local Splash, if you want to look us up.
What the hell is my glasses? Up top there. I gotta get my glass. Okay.
Take your time, Richard. It's okay.
Hello. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
I'll give you the routing.
I can't do the routing number. It has to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
How about my... I'll give you my ATM card.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go that way. Let's see. I'll give you the business. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
First Citizens Credit Union.
Okay.
The card number is 4355.
4355.
1830.
1830.
2234.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
50524.
524, and then 3-digit code on the back.
098. Yeah, 098.
Okay. So I'm going to walk you through a recording as an added form of protection for you. This is going to outline the service agreement, and we're going to send it all to you in writing.
You can send it to the fax, my fax number, if you want.
We usually email it or mail it.
I don't use email. I get it off. Put it this way. Every time I go on there, there's about 100 goddamn messages on it. I take them off and back in.
I understand.
I don't even like it.
Yeah. No, I get you.
I'm on a computer more time, long time. Because I do a lot of taxes.
Right.
So I don't have time to go to the email.
I got you.
Back to... And I got it right there, and I don't, it's out of the way, and sitting in the corner, and that's it.
Yeah.
But if you want, I mean, if you want a fact, it's the same number, except the last two numbers are different. 79 instead of 77.
It's 777?
No, yeah, well, it's 508-821-5679 is the fact. 77.
Oh, gotcha. The phone number.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, I can also send it in the form of a text, but it's basically just to have everything in writing for an added form of protection for you. You know, so obviously if you're, you know, if you're giving me the benefit of the doubt, you have my phone number if there's any issue down the line. But we worked with you about 6 years back and you did really, really well with this.
Yeah, I worked with a couple of them myself, but so I, for some reason, Google started coming back and forth. I kept on hanging up because they were calling different numbers all over the states, you know?
Well, that's weird.
And, oh, yeah. They,
but the Google partners, they call you from the computer, so it's very
Texas. All over. They said Google. Different number. I can tell what when you call me the telephone number, but on my answering machine.
Okay, well, if you need to get a hold of me, you have my direct number there that I had you write down. Yeah.
877-635.
6225.
Yep. John.
Okay. Yep, John. I'm the director here. Last name is Hill, H-I-L-L. If they ask. But we have 100 reps that work here, and we have 300 people total that work within the company. So if you call into that line, there's a 24/7 representative that'll answer, and then they'll transfer you over to me if you just tell them, hey, I want to speak with John.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, I get out of it. I'll put it back in, and I'll try it one more time.
Oh, you'll love this. You'll love this. Everybody uses Google, and it's right at peak season for you. So this is a good thing to have. You don't want people going to a competitor just because they don't see you as an option. So this is going to solve that problem and make sure that you guys are getting the customers that you're supposed to get and more.
And they're going to change that Saturday stuff, right? They have it down as being closed on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I'll fix that. I have it right now as 10 to 8 Monday through Friday, 10 to 4 on Saturday, and Sunday is by appointment.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, that's what you told me. So on Sunday,
they
got to call you on Saturday or earlier in the week if they're going to work with you on Sunday, and then you got to hash it out to your guy that's available on Sunday.
Yeah.
If you don't have somebody available Sunday, I'll take it off. Just let me know.
No, because I'm the one that's going to do is the one that answers the phone. And we've got to talk when she wants to come in.
Right.
Mainly, I mean, I know what I want to do, but we may have a little difference. She may want to come earlier.
Yeah.
She may want to come later.
Yeah. So I work so much. I file on the weekends myself. So I always end up doing it on a Saturday or Sunday myself.
Yeah. Well, I'm in here 24 hours. I can wait. I mean, when the door's on, off, I'm in here. It's like I live here. 2 o'clock in the morning. When I get doing taxes, I got to do them at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's constant.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I understand.
So I'm here.
It's a never-ending process until it ends. Even outside of tax season, they still got guys that'll be coming around trying to get you to. Work for them, or they get letters from the IRS and stuff.
Yeah, that's it. Like I said, I'm here 24 hours because they call on the answer machine. I come in, I'm here, I every day I check the phones. See if they got letters or something after tax season, you know, because they do. Some get them, some don't. Or they have questions about next year or I want an IRA for next year or stuff like that. I'm retiring.
Yeah, want to prepare. Yeah, I got to make adjustments to mine, too. I just had a baby boy this year, so my son's only 9 months old tomorrow.
Good. Congratulations there.
Yeah, yeah. So this should, hopefully I'll get a bigger return now, because the IRS, they charge me crazy.
You're getting an extra $1,000 just for the baby.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They're doing $500.
Well, I think they were sending checks in the mail, but my lady might have swooped them up before I got to them.
Yeah, probably did. You get peanuts.
That's okay. As long as everybody's okay, I'm okay with it. You just keep her head down, keep working.
Okay.
All right. Well, so I got your profile set up. You're going to get a couple of text messages with the receipts, and then tomorrow we're going to circle back to do a client interview between 11 and 12. If anything pops up or changes prior to that, Rich, just give me a call, okay? Just call in.
Okay.
All right. I'm looking forward to working with you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Same here. Okay. I blocked it out so nobody can make an appointment in that time.
Okay. Okay, we'll make sure that we get to you right on the money.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.